Hello and welcome back to Press TV's rolling coverage on the Gaza war. Israel's onslaught on the Gaza Strip is continuing, this being the 15th day of what Israel has called Operation Protective Edge. The death toll on the Palestinian side, 586 so far. And on the Israeli side, last we had 27 Israeli soldiers to have been killed. There's a possibility that that may have risen to 29. Let's get more from our correspondent, Talal Safadi, who joins us from the Gaza Strip. Well, Halat, we keep hearing about the death toll climbing on the Palestinian side, but at this point, the Israeli side, I believe, also has suffered two additional casualties at this point, up to 29. If you can confirm that for us and expand more from what we understand, rockets to have been also retaliatory rockets hit from Gaza Strip to have hit Tel Aviv.
Well, Al-Qassam Brigade did state that they killed two Israeli soldiers, but until now there is nothing on the Israeli media to confirm that they are 29. So they confirmed so far at 27, and will still get updated if it's actually 29. But there are a number of rockets that were launched at Israel. We've been hearing about Qassam's brigade exploding a tank in East Gaza as well. As you just mentioned, that the death toll in Gaza is also rising. Let me just quickly read you something, a person that might be killed or injured right now. It was her last thing she wrote on her Twitter and on her Facebook page. She says, okay, I don't know how to put this in proper English. Israel forces are now intensifying their attacks on Gaza Strip at the moment. Bombing are getting closer to my house. Where I live, and I can smell things burned. I am while I'm writing this. We have been fasting for about 16 hours, and we're not sure we'll be able to have our iftar meal. It's getting too difficult for us to continue, as many of us right now might not survive. If I don't tell them I was not a Hamas fighter, nor was I a human shield, tell them that I never in my life saw a gun. We never stored any weapons in my house. So this is a Palestinian girl that is only 24 years old saying this. Until now, reports are not confirmed whether she's dead or injured or where she or even missing. So basically, this is what's happening in Gaza at the moment, and this is what has been happening since the beginning of this escalation. Civilians have been a target for Israel. Although Israel denies this, but everyone who lives in Gaza can simply and easily see that they are targeting civilians. They do not care if you are killed under the rubbles or your entire house is demolished over your head and your children's head.
Very well. Hala, stay with us because I'd like to get some more stories from you. Let me bring in Dr. Riyad Bassoun, who's a political commentator who joins us from Beirut. Dr. Bassoun, we just had a tragic story there relayed from Hala Al-Safadi, a correspondent there on the ground. And there's a number of tragic stories, if not to say the least, that have occurred based on what is going on the ground. Let's put things into perspective here, if you can elaborate more for us. Because, Dr. Bassoun, we have Israel that says they are the victims. We're looking at the deaths that has occurred on the Palestinian side, 586 at this point, with 3,600 injuries, and Israel keeps saying tunnels are being targeted. At last count, there were 16 tunnels that were destroyed. I mean, do you buy this argument of Israel that their operation is aimed at tunnels when you're having this disproportionate number of Palestinians who have been killed at this point?
Yes, of course the Israeli army are targeting tunnels, but as a matter of fact, they are also targeting the populations. You know, you have this very strange military theory brought forward by people like Zvi Farkash and Lubrani 10 years ago, that you have to punish the population who express support to organizations that are said to be terrorists, like Hamas maybe, and like they have punished the Lebanese population from Beirut, South Beirut suburb in the 2006 war. And these theories actually, they are theories that have, let's say, a military paravent, a military cover. However, in fact, these are operations that are targeting without discernment the population, and this explains this incredible disproportion and amount of casualties in a population that, by the way, is suffering and was suffering before even the escalation and will continue to suffer. It's a terrible situation, actually. So when they say that they are doing this to hit some tunnels, okay, they are trying to hit the tunnels, of course, but this is not the point.
Hala Al-Safadi, if you're still with us, the point that Israel is trying to convey to the world is that they're the victims. And people seem to forget about the history that Israel has, their mastermind and master executioner when it comes to terrorist activities and pinpoint targeting. We know of Hamas members who have been targeted by Israel, and there are instances where Israel has in the past killed Hamas members with attacks that have been so precise that others riding, for example, in the car, they were alive, but yet the person that they targeted was killed. And here we have house after house being destroyed. Can you tell us a little bit more about how this argument does not fly, this point that Israel is trying to make, that they are not targeting civilians and they're trying to minimize civilian casualties?
From the very first beginning, an occupation cannot be a victim. Israel is an occupation power. They have occupied Palestine. They have built their illegal settlements in the West Bank. They have imposed a blockade on Gaza. They attack people from air, sea, and land. They kill civilians. They demolish houses. They injure thousands of people. They target houses, mosques, hospitals, and then they claim they are civilians or they are victims. I wonder what is the definition of the word victim in their own dictionaries and in Obama's dictionary as well. Just looking at the pictures, anyone with a sound mind would understand that those are not victims. Look at the war machines they're using, and anyone can understand that they are killers, they're murderers. They kill people, children in cold blood, and then they claim that they are defending themselves. You cannot defend an illegal occupation. You cannot defend illegal settlements. You cannot defend opening fire at fishermen who are totally unarmed, and they're only in the middle of the sea to fish and to bring some food to their families and to sell others to make money. You cannot say that you are a victim when you start shooting farmers in their lands, and you cannot say you are a victim when you're using phosphorus and dime weapons, which are illegal to be used, and they are never to be used against civilians according to the Geneva Treaty in 1980. What kind of victims are they if they're doing all of that? Look at the side of Palestinians. What are they doing against Israel? They're launching rockets. Too bad for us, because Hamas is launching rockets, because they're defending the rights of the people, because they stood up for the massacre Israel committed against Palestinians. Look at the very primitive rockets we're talking about. And then look at the Iron Dome system. They spend millions of dollars to actually have it in there. Well, Palestinians do not even have those millions of dollars to protect them from Israeli airstrikes or Israeli tanks who keep on shooting on civilians. Not only that, but they actually cause damage even after the aggression ends, as they use phosphorus and smoke bombs that would cause cancer later on for the people of Gaza, for civilians. So their damage is not only limited to those days, but they're actually lasting for years after this escalation and after this aggression. We're talking about a war that started because of a false flag operation. We're talking about an entire thousands of people injured and hundreds of them killed because the three Israeli settlers who are living in illegal settlements were thought to be kidnapped, while no one has show any proof that they were kidnapped by Palestinians. They invaded the West Bank. They killed people in Hebron. They burned a teenager alive. And then they say that they are victims. And once people here stand to defend themselves, everyone starts, or the international community starts claiming that it's Israel's right to exist. Well, what about Palestinians' right to exist? If it wasn't for the rockets that are being launched from Gaza, no one would have ever cared about what's happening in Gaza. Because those were the things that got the attention of the world, the very primitive explosive rockets that are sent from Gaza, and that they hardly cause any serious damage to anyone. Just look at the numbers of people who are killed. When we're talking about 27 Israeli soldiers that were killed, well, they were killed in a ground incursion, not because of the rockets that are being launched at Israel, because they invaded the land they should have not invaded. They occupied the land they should have not occupied. They had other options back in 1948 to go, but they chose Palestine to be build their Zionist entity on. So it's their responsibility from the very beginning. They broke the ceasefire more than once. In 2012, there was a ceasefire. They have broken almost all the condition of the ceasefire. They started shooting fishermen. They were supposed to fish until 6 nautical miles. Then it was still 3 nautical miles, and then they cannot even reach the 3 nautical miles. Israeli warplanes have always been flying over Gaza. What kind of a ceasefire was there in 2012? And even though Palestinians did not react on this, but after this aggression, the people in the world and those in the governments all around the world say that it's not their right to defend themselves. Okay. If it was not for this aggression, we should have reacted to the continuous breaking of the ceasefire.
Indeed, lots of good points that you make there. Let's bring into the conversation Saab Shath, who's an author and Middle East affairs analyst, who joins us from Belfast. Saab Shath, I'd like to get your reaction to what John Kerry has said. He's currently in Cairo. He said, "We are deeply concerned about the consequences of Israel's appropriate and legitimate effort to defend itself." Of course, U.S. came out and to compensate what has occurred, which some say amounts to war crimes and a genocide, $47 million to help Gaza residents. But this statement it has two points. It makes a concern for Israel, but it says that we're also concerned about the consequences of Israel's legitimate effort. It's a pretty loaded statement, isn't it?
It is.